We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
We won! The Heat won! We won a game! I mean, it's been 84 years. I can't believe it. Like, this is amazing. Not only do they win, they stop the dog shit out of a team that they should stop the dog shit out of. Because, I mean, this is what Eastern Conference champions should be doing in the following season. They held Bradley Beal in check. The stars played like stars. You know, Jimmy was out here flirting with a triple double. Bam Adebayo was doing his thing. You had the team playing in a way that they're supposed to play. You had guys in the positions they're supposed to be playing in. Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn coming off the bench, exerting their influence over second team players, you know, and being dominant against the other team's bench. You had Jimmy Bam out here with Kelly, Goran. You know, you basically had the playoff starting lineup out here, and they did their thing. So the Heat, the main thing that I saw tonight is that for the first time since they got blown out by 50 by the Bucks and came back and beat the Bucks, even a little bit shorthanded, the Miami Heat showed pride. I have not seen pride in this team in, you know, weeks, to be honest, months, to be honest. So tonight was a really, really strong showing of, hey, this team still has pride. This team is still going to come back, and, you know, they're going to get embarrassed one night, and they're going to come back and show something. I still think there's a lot of problems with this roster. And, you know, we saw a Band-Aid of Goran Dragic, and we see, you know, you ask Goran to start, play that many heavy minutes, Goran's already hurt. All right, so bring me out, Brass. Let's introduce the rest of the panel. I'm excited tonight, man. It's Friday night. It's time for the drip drop drinking game. We're having a good time. So if you guys don't know how the drip drop drinking game works, for every sub, for every bit donation, we will take a shot. I got my 1800 what? Silver tequila here. Solana, what, you don't know what's going on? Solana,
Where you been?
What do you be doing?
No, I mean, I didn't realize I was serious. Like I have to get on top of drinking a fucking hard seltzer. I have to go get something to take a shot of also.
Yeah, you actually need real alcohol tonight.
Hey, thanks for watching, Solana.
Yeah, you makes us feel really good.
I mean, what are we doing here, man? What are we doing?
Exactly. Exactly. Jesus, I should give him a strike already.
That's one strike. That's one strike.
I tell you, Alf, we already got some subs, man. We're on level 5 hype train right now. We got Jordan Wade subscribed at tier 1. We have Eric the Great gifted 10 tier 1 subs.
Whoa, Eric.
So that's the Wiley Wilson subscribed at Prime.
So wait, that's what? That's 13? 12?
14. Wait, he did another one. Let's see. So 10? Oh, Jesus. This is.
We got some shots to take, y'all, tonight. 11. It's Friday night, so stop.
Twisted Tapioca gifted 10.
Holy shit. So we got, 22 God. Shots to take?
Key gifted 5. Glasses. Oh, my God.
27.
Guys. 20,
it's like 27, 28 at this point.
I'm barely recovered from the last one.
Shit.
I'm just letting you know that.
All right, so we don't have Moose here, so Brass, you're the one. We're gonna do. I'll wait for these guys to get back.
I'm gonna do the
first one, Brass. Call it out.
What we're drinking? Are we gonna talk about what we're drinking?
Oh well, no, just call one out real quick so we can knock one out. Call it out.
Okay. Hang on, I gotta get mine ready. Jeez, got me all flustered, man. I'm not used to these.
Wheels. I would just say I would just do it myself, but if you want to join in with me, let's go.
No, it's all good. I got this. Okay.
Hit us with the.
Wait, let me. I got to get the image up there. I mean, shit. What are we doing here?
Oh my God.
We gotta hit him up with that drip drop. Oh no.
Let's motherfucking go. The Heat won. It's a Heat win. Like, come on. Like, usually we're out here trying to cheer people up after a really bad loss. Yeah. So, like, our job is halfway done. People are in a fucking good mood, which is probably why we're about to take 30 shots tonight. But I think we got two off the books right there. Brass, intrepid producer, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking, for my shots, I got my Crystal Head vodka out here.
Beautiful.
With my little Crystal Head vodka shot glass, which is kind of cool. But I'm drinking a drink. I made a cocktail called a Talent Scout. Because we got a lot of talent out there on this team.
No, we don't.
Apparently. No. But hey, shut the fuck up. We want to trade them on the team. Dude, come on. We got it. What are you doing?
No, we don't.
Come on.
No,
man.
We don't.
Stacy.
The team that almost gave up a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter is a team we've been trotting out for a lot of minutes. Like, some of those 5-man rosters, we've been depending on to hold leads.
Drip drop.
Oh my God, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it. Tonight.
I don't think Solana's coming back. Look at him. He's just like, I'm not doing it. I'm not drinking.
I wasn't supposed to be on tonight, but we won. We're playing drip drop. Let's go. Let's celebrate.
Good man.
All right, let's take it around the horn like we normally do about this time. Tiffany Meeks, right hand, what are you drinking tonight?
So I have Tito's in a solo cup because I don't have a kitchen right now. So this is all I got. And some Corona. That's it.
So wait, do you not have a kitchen because you're in like a Moose situation where like... you're broke, or is there a good reason you don't have a kitchen?
It's being remodeled, so I don't like.
Oh, yeah, mine too, Tiff. Mine too.
We know, guys, Tiff got money. It's not a Moose situation.
Vila K23 gifted 10 tier 1 subs.
Fucking A.
It's hot.
Brad, hit us again. Let's do it around the board.
Maybe Moose should do it since he's here?
Yes.
Oh,
so
shit,
yes. Time for the win. Drip drop.
Is that everyone again?
No, that's Moose.
That's okay. Yeah.
Who was it on? I don't know. I took a shot anyways.
I feel like we're up to like 12. I think we're rolling. I think we're catching up.
Keep taking.
We've done at least 8.
Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight?
I got Jack Rye and Cranberry and shots of Jose.
No Kendall?
No Wait. Kendall tonight. It's in the cellar.
No, we're partying after a win. No, you're going hard. Let's go. Let's do it.
I don't know if I have any.
No, we're good. We're good. Two is enough. I mean, you don't need the triple.
You have enough alcohol.
Come on,
hold
back. Just come on back.
No, I would swap one out.
So we apparently have.
You
just
good.
Before,
you
we
good.
Have, we have a total of 48 gifted subs tonight. Total.
Shit.
And that's from three people.
So that's 8 shots each at this point.
Yeah.
And if Solana ever comes back, he might cut he into that. Back.
Where did he go?
He ran.
He just ran. He heard we were playing Drip Drop. He was like, ah, I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah.
We're on
yeah.
Solana watch.
Jack Alfonso, like host
milk
of
a cow or something.
Shot the milk. Not host of the pregame show. I got to say, I got kicked off the pregame show today. Really pissed me off.
Oh, man. What happened?
Why'd you get kicked cool. off the pregame show?
Mr. Navas, our boss, he got pretty mad at me for something I said, and he kicked me off, and then classic Navas move, couldn't find a way to bring me back on. Some bullshit. Me and Tiff are buddies today. I've got some Tito's.
Oh, there you go.
You were like midpoint too, Jack. You were in the middle of a good point. And
I'm honestly glad I didn't finish that point. I was thinking about that because I was about to slander Kendrick Nunn so hard. I was going to say...
You still could have.
Spo said something about like how this is an opportunity for Nunn to step up, and I was about to say like, how many opportunities does he fucking need? Like he's not going to step up. And then I got
then
cut off.
Then he drops 25 tonight, 11 for 17. Love it, love it. Leaves it. The Dark Knight leaves a team in minutes. Plus my. Oh no, he didn't lead in plus minus.
The Dark Knight
leaves
scores.
A team in minutes. Scoring. I mean,
the Dark Knight rose up today.
The Dark Knight rose up.
Solana.
Yo. Moose, what are you drinking tonight?
As always, staying on brand with the monkey shoulder. It's almost gone, too. So let's see if we finish it tonight.
I feel like you're the only person who buys that shit.
Probably. Somebody's got to keep them in business. You know what I'm saying?
I was gifted a bottle of that in Cyprus.
There you go.
Yeah, and I almost do a racist way.
She re-gifted it.
It was racist, right?
I wasn't sure enough.
It was racist.
I didn't know Greek. We were talking about Secret Santa gifts. She drew my name, and it was something, something, monkey, something, something. And I didn't say anything. I just was like, hmm. But maybe she felt me, and then after practice, she came over and was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you didn't think anything. It's an alcohol. Look, no, it's a liquor. See, it's a."
She like, knew. Oh, she knew what she was doing.
That ain't right.
Felt it. No, it's good though.
You give me monkey anything. I had a girlfriend who worked at some office job, and they had like a banana. Of the month award, I say it's like they gave you a stuffed banana. I don't know where the banana came from, but the first time they gave that to a black person, it was like, who thought of this marketing idea? Like, it's just fucking terrible. Just like gifting a black person monkey shoulder, like not the best fucking idea. Not during Black History Month, especially. Solana, during that awkward.
Transition.
Tangent. Yeah, what are you drinking tonight?
I've got a Funky Buddha pink grapefruit crisp hard seltzer, and it is absolutely delicious.
What?
It goes perfect with your Doug Funny costume.
It's Friday. It's casual Friday. Casual Friday.
I don't even know whether to give him a strike for that because it's just expected at this point. Like I'm just
what is he shooting?
Yeah, what are
you,
shooting? What did you leave for like 10 minutes for?
What did I leave for 10 minutes
for?
Yeah,
you left for like 10 minutes when you heard we're getting shots. So what are you shooting?
Oh, what am I shooting?
No, he went to the mirror setting himself up.
Oh, look, real liquor.
Oh. Did you go and steal that? What happened?
Applause.
I actually have a full liquor cabinet. I just haven't been using it. So I hate you guys, but thank you.
Okay. So, hey, Moose, you got to hit him with it.
I'm going to hit you one time with a drip drop.
Are you going to be that everybody? Obnoxious every time?
Yes.
Every time.
All right, guys. There was a game tonight. I like that it takes us 15 minutes to get to this. the Heat? Tonight? Yeah, apparently. It took me a while to catch up to it because I went out. I fully expected them to lose. I went out and about. I did my thing. I did what I had. You know, I basically lived my life. And I said, okay, I got the game recorded. I finally caught up in mid-third quarter. And I kept expecting this lead to slip away. The lead kept growing and growing and growing. And I was like, holy shit, this is the team I recognize. Like, I haven't recognized this team in a long time. And they decided to take a team who was weakened by the presence of Russell Westbrook, which I think is we really need to talk about. That every time that motherfucker plays, they lose.
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
He's playing for us tonight.
He's kryptonite. Yeah.
They went out there, they stepped on their necks, and you know, they took care of business tonight. So Tiff, I mean, there's a lot of guys who had good games tonight, but overall, what did you see from the Heat?
I mean, it looks like it was a team effort. Looks like everybody came in, did their job, and that was it. But I do love the fact that, you know, Moose's boy came off the pine because I think that's where he's most comfortable. He doesn't have to be the lead guard. He doesn't have to try to set people up. He can just find his game and then let the rest of the game come to him. I think that's probably what's going to be most important about Tyler going forward.
But Tiff, and I will redirect this to Siobhan afterwards. Part of Tyler being able to come off the bench is that you're able to start Goran Dragic. And we have said repeatedly on this show that Tyler Hero is not a starting point guard, and you cannot continue to count on Goran Dragic for heavy minutes.
Right.
And look what happens tonight. Goran Dragic gets injured. So all the momentum of tonight, Tyler coming off the bench, Kendrick Nunn, these guys playing against second units, even Precious Achiuwa, who looked really good in certain minutes, like these guys that play well against other second units, everything shifts once Goran's out of the lineup and you have to bring Tyler back into the starting unit. So, Jack, is tonight an anomaly if Goran misses 3, 4, 5, 6 of the next games?
I mean, they definitely need Goran out there, so that would definitely kill them. But I don't think it was all Goran that changed this. I mean, Kelly hit shots. That's, I think, one of the biggest changes. None hit shots. Guys that just haven't been hitting shots started hitting shots, and that's like kind of what I want to see going forward because I think it's really easy for them to make one big win, but they're like six games under 500. They really need to get on a roll. But nobody played over 30 minutes except Kendrick Nunn, which I think is like really cool for them. So you can't really make the heavy argument, the heavy minutes argument for Goran. Like, I know they can't rely on him too heavily, but it does kind of seem like, you know, this was going to happen either way.
Well, I think my point is the fact that you're bringing Goran into the starting lineup, and what it does is it puts guys that need to be on the bench on the bench. And I don't think that is a recipe for future success. As excited as I am about tonight's win, Siobhan, is this, like I say, is this a recipe for future success, or is this a one-off, or do you see, like, you know, I see a lot of guys like Will Manso, Clay Ferraro, me, talking about that there's going to be a 7-8 game win streak coming in soon, or is this a blip on the radar and we're about to go back to, you know, to drinking our pain away the next few nights?
I think at best you kind of hope that it's a little bit of both. I think, Jack, you guys talked about in the pregame a little bit what their schedule looks like coming up, right? And so I think it's like a couple should be, you know, winnable games. And then after that is a slate of like four or five, you know, tough. I think it's a fairly Western-laden schedule. And so, you know, truthfully, no. You know, Goran starting this early in the season isn't a long-term recipe for success for this team. Jack, in the pregame, you guys said also that, like, moving him to the starting lineup this early is a, all right, ball's on the table. Like, this is a must-win type of situation. And Avery's out also. And so now you have a game of, you know, things clicking, things being in place, Tyler being more freed, and even Duncan and the other guys in this starting lineup, I think, being more freed by there being, you know, clear delineations of roles with fewer roles on the floor at once. And so, I mean, I guess you hope that, you know, the confidence rolls over, right? You hope that, you know, guys haven't seen the ball go through the hoop rolls over. But schematically, I don't know that changes, because we go right back to who do we have now running point, and then does the lineup go back to, you know, what it has been prior to bringing Goran off the bench and starting.
I'd like to piggyback up some of that. Like, you know, we're talking about some of the players who haven't hit shots and they kind of got hot tonight. And it's kind of amazing, right? What the confidence that you get after a 30-point lead. So
right.
I don't really know if we can – you can't depend on this night after right. night.
Right.
And obviously, depending on how much time Goran misses, that's going to – it's going to hurt. But also, let's not forget the fact the Wizards have won 5 games this year.
Right.
Yes. You beat a bad
of them.
Right.
The worst defense right? in the
They're
NBA.
A bad team. They're a really, really, really bad
right.
team. Okay. With a couple well, guys who can go ham
you,
on
you
offense.
You beat a bad team making urgent moves.
Right. Right. Right.
Exactly. And that's what concerns me. You know, starting Goran is, you know, was your ace in the hole for the playoffs last year. You had to go to that to beat the Wizards. Yeah. You know what
that,
I mean?
That means don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, because that's what this is.
Moose, what one thing I saw, they went to the rim in the first half repeatedly, and then somehow, for some strange reason, they went in at halftime and then continued to attack the rim, which is wild
crazy.
To me.
It's crazy.
I mean, what a wild fucking concept.
It's like they decided to stick with what was working.
I mean, insane. Insane. Like, was it like some stroke of genius by Spo? Like, what happened tonight? Did UD yell at everyone? Like, everyone was saying, oh, UD's going to get mad?
Listen, I said it on the last pod. UD earned his money. He had to have a players-only meeting and get into everyone's ass and chop it up and tell them, like, look, if this is what you guys are going to be doing all year long, then don't expect to make the playoffs.
Why did
you know?
It take him 21 fucking games to do that?
Bro, he's been dealing with COVID. He's like 100 years old. He's trying to stay alive. Chill. It's a pandemic.
But on that, that's kind of a problem, like, with urgency, yeah. right? If,
right.
if you need a UD moment yeah, right. to beat the worst defense in the NBA, a team with 5 wins, like, what are you fucking doing with your life?
Totally.
Like, get your shit together. This should be an easy win. This should not be a triumphant like thing.
Right,
that
right.
2 of their 5 wins against us. Aren't we like 2-4?
Right.
I totally agree. I yeah. totally agree. And the thing that Siobhan said that I really want to piggyback off of is starting Dragic. That's a break glass in case yeah. of emergency situation.
Yeah. And literally it broke, because didn't he leave injured?
Injured.
Yeah, and that's the point I was going to get to now, that I hope they don't move Tyler back into that starting point guard role. And I've been saying it from the jump. He's not a starting point guard.
He's not a starter. He's not a starter.
Let me ask a lot. First of all, Moose, hit us with a drip.
By the way, drip drop.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is not going to be fun. Solana, what? Going forward, if Goran's out, that injury didn't look great. You know what I mean? What, you know, you solved the issue for one night.
Well,
part of solving the issue was Kelly going 5 for 7
The face that he just made when he took a shot. Have you Have you never taken a shot before, Solana?
I don't know
if you guys saw that face.
Not since March.
Wait, what happened?
No. Oh my God. Like, he was just like, okay, I'm going to take a shot. Ooh, it burns the lips. I don't know.
That's the first shot I take since March 20, Brass. Like,
really. Solana, you need to take it there. Moose called out. Solana needs to take another shot.
One time for Doug Funny on the left. Drip drop.
What's up, watching?
We're watching.
We're watching. We're not even talking about that. There we go.
Is that good? Is that better?
Was that better?
Yeah. Was that a better shot experience for you, Brass?
You look like an adult.
You approve?
It was a normal shot experience. It was fine. Right. Yeah. Congratulations.
I'm glad. No. Time. I mean, I'm glad I took a shot that was to your liking. Really, I'm very happy. Very happy.
You look like an extra from a 90s college frat movie.
I didn't realize wearing a fucking sweater was the
like,
crime.
What is
of
that sweater
century.
Though? Like, what happened?
It's a sweater. It's fucking fake Ralph Lauren. It's a sweater.
Oh, that's
you're like
that
a
swap
stand-in
shop,
for like
Lauren.
One of Stifler's friends.
Yeah, right.
You didn't have to say it was fake either. We can't see the logo, bro.
It actually might be fake.
The horse is the wrong way.
The club is up.
Yeah, it's like you look like a bad American Pie bootleg from China.
Somebody said I look like I'm an Old Navy model, which is yeah. actually very on point.
It's the wave and the comb over.
But don't. There's nothing wrong with it.
No. I love it.
Now it's just like anything.
So I like that was perfect. Okay, so a lot of serious basketball question.
I can't wait. No, I can't wait. Yeah, let's hear.
If Goran Dragic is hurt, what's the answer going forward at point guard?
I mean, I think it's cool for Moose to say he's not a point guard and like, yeah, dude, that guy's starting on in New York. Like, there's no doubt about it. On Sunday, he's starting. So I mean,
you think Tyler's back in the starting lineup?
Yeah, I mean, come on, what are we doing? Yeah, he's and maybe it's none. Like maybe
I'm going with none.
I think none earned it tonight.
Yeah. Maybe he earned it tonight, but I think it's we have a large enough sample size to understand the roller coaster ride that is Kendrick Nunn, right? Like,
yeah, Eric he earned it tonight, but he's lost it over the last year and a half.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra understands that, and can Nunn contain that? Can he be consistent? No. So I think it's inevitable. Tyler makes his way back into the starting lineup, and like we're just gonna have to get used to that.
But don't act like Tyler ain't have us on bumper cars either.
No.
Like, sure. Let's not act like he wasn't out there on skates for most of the season.
Yeah. No, I'm not even praising Tyler Hero. I just know that it's inevitable because Spoh's kind of showed us that Nunn has a short leash, Tyler doesn't.
Well, I will say there's not a single guy on the team that has proven
right
that he deserves consistent minutes outside of Bam Adebayo. And Jimmy Butler. Like, these are the only guys. And even, I mean, Bam scored 21 tonight. I mean, he had, like, 15 in the first quarter. And I think he kind of put the game away, and they rolled with it. But those are the only two guys that, like, have proven that Lonnie Olynyk had a nice game tonight. But, like, who here expects Kelly Olynyk to repeat this performance against the New York Knicks on Sunday?
No, it's not happening.
I mean, he may not repeat it. I think the hope is that he's out of the slump and then he kind of returns to what he was last year or something. But even then, I
like, give me 4 for 9. Give me 4 for 9.
Yeah.
They
just need him to be a threat. He's been really bad this year, and they just need him to be normal Kelly Olynyk, like, which is not asking much, but he's been so not that. He's been rough.
Yeah, we just can't go through another 1 for 9, 2 for 10. The kind of performance, like Duncan Robinson tonight. I mean, he was a plus 22 on the floor. He only scored 6 points. I don't. The thing with Duncan to me, Tiff, and I know you're hard on Duncan. I think we all are hard on Duncan. But him out there, he is still leading the team in net rating for the year. Because when he's out there, the other team has to put a Rui Hachimura or whatever on him. Like, they have to put one of their best defenders on him the entire game because they're afraid of him going off, and it creates things for other guys. So even when Duncan has a bad game, like, he's still super valuable to this offense.
I mean, first of all, I don't believe in numbers. So the what net ratings and this, that,
and
the
other. Marjorie Taylor Greene? What are you talking about? You don't believe in numbers.
Oh, shit.
I don't believe in numbers. Because the thing is, guess what? He can do that same thing he just did tonight. He can do it versus the Knicks, and they lose. Because sometimes those little things matter. He don't do the little things. And at some point, we can't keep saying, oh, he's going to get better. He's damn near 30. What is he, 25? Let's stop acting like he's a spring chicken.
Tip talk about this man's entire life.
Like, right, but we got to at some point be like, oh, you can't throw an accurate bounce pass? Like, there's just certain things he doesn't cut well. Like,
come on. If he cuts.
Who is I he? Said well.
You're talking about Duncan. He's a good cutter. I think so. There's a couple times he got into the middle of the defense tonight.
A couple of... But you're talking about tonight. I'm talking about overall.
He makes a hockey assist. He uses the gravity to his advantage. Whether he's hitting the shot or not, I feel like he's an asset to the offense.
And,
I really do.
And he is when he is. But more often than not, this team needs more. Like, at some point, we do have to say, yeah, he's a great shooter. But at some point, we got to look at the team as a whole and say, oh, we're missing this, this, and this.
Jack, one of the things I saw tonight, because I'm not going to keep arguing with Tiffany about Duncan Robinson.
Every night you do. Every night.
I disagree with you on his impact, but I disagree. What are we? Everyone's pointed down.
Delano wanted to respond.
I mean, I don't have to. Like,
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm gonna
Did
get
you
roasted.
Raise your hand or something.
Yeah. I feel like I'm fucking in high school or something. Like,
because of your drink choices, I forget you're here sometimes.
Juvenile drink choices,
Mr. Sydney.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just think it's so early in his development. Like, I get it. Okay, he's 25, and yes, he's been on the team for two seasons. He had one good year last year. Okay,
wait, who are we talking about?
Duncan.
He's early in his development.
Right. That's why. But see, y'all want to argue with me. But look at he just gave me what I just gave you. Early in his development. He's almost 30. That's not early in
the NBA season.
Okay, it's his third NBA season. Duncan Robinson has been asked his entire career since he's gotten to the G League, since he's been in this development process with the Miami Heat, to be one-dimensional. Shoot threes, be amazing at shooting threes. That's what he was asked to do. That's what he became amazing at. That's what last season he showed us he can do at another level. He had a historic season doing it. Now, because he's being asked to fill a bigger role, he's struggling. I'm not saying he's bereft of criticism. He needs to get better in all facets of the game. But he got to a certain level, an elite level, by doing what he was asked to do his entire career. Now he has to evolve, and I'm not willing through 22 games to...
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
to say, oh, he can't do anything right other than shoot threes, because that's not true. And I still think there's more to Duncan Robinson than we're seeing. And this season specifically probably isn't the right sample size and the right situation, considering how many games all of our best players have missed, to immediately say, that's it on Duncan Robinson. Like, I think there's more to Duncan Robinson, and it would be silly. And I'm with you on the salary. If we don't want to pay him $20 million a year, fine, trade him, whatever. But to say Duncan Robinson's one-dimensional and that's it, he's never going to be anything better, I don't think it's fair.
Listen, I think you guys both make some great points, but I think what we really need to remember is that it's Friday night. So drip drop!
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Thank you, Moose. We had to break some of that up.
Because everybody getting their feelings hurt about Duncan.
Okay,
I don't care about Duncan.
I think it's something we, you know, need to touch on a little bit, because the reason that we're talking about trading Duncan is because Duncan is going to get a lot of fucking money. And
that's
sure,
fair.
Has he been asked, you know, to basically be a, you know, one-dimensional player? Yeah, probably. Although I'm surprised in this organization to really be asked to be specifically a one-dimensional player. You know, I think we've probably seen the height of his defense, if we're being real. But he's going to get a lot of money. And with what his output, I'm just saying, it's a question, man.
They've got 10 games in front of them that they need to win. I think
with no point guard.
But if they don't do well in those 10 games, I think that's when you open up the trade machine. But they're coming off a win. It's a must win. I think maybe, like, I'm not putting the chance above 50%, but I think, like, this could be some kind of turnaround. Jimmy looked really good. I think Bam was making quick decisions. And I do think that, like, sets everything up for everybody else. I do think that's a large reason, like, why Kelly looked better. I don't think he's going to shoot like this in the future. But I do think the fact that Jimmy and Bam were both being really aggressive and not hesitant, which is the big thing with Bam, he was making quick decisions even if he was passing. I do think that makes the offense, even though there are flaws on this team, and I do think there are big questions, I think that solves a ton of their issues, is their stars playing like stars.
But also, speaking of Bam, this, if at the end of the first quarter, he was 11 for 11 from the free throw line, and that's an NBA record this year.
Yeah,
the best in the NBA this year. I mean, that's great. That means he's active, he's driving, he's doing the things we want him to do. So, I mean, that's awesome.
Right, he could do that every night,
and that's all I've been saying.
He can do that. He has the skill set.
Yeah, because he attacked
mentality.
Because he attacked the guys that were in front of him, mm-hmm. A bunch of fucking bums. Like let's go. Like, you know, it's Alex Len and Robin Lopez and Rui Hachimura. Like, you are a max player. Go get get these dudes in foul trouble. Like, and it was beautiful to see. And Jack, I see where you're coming from, and I see where Tiff is coming from, and like. Part of I'm somewhere in the middle where, yes, tonight, and I'll go to Solana on this, like, tonight does feel like, okay, maybe it could be a turning point, but your turning point shouldn't have to come against one of the worst teams in the league. And that is one of the problems. And it's like, so you like until like I doubt you until you show me. Like I gave the Heat so much benefit of doubt this season. And I'm at this point right now. They go up 15. I'm completely expecting them to blow that lead. They go if it went as soon as it goes from 15 to 12, I turn into Mike Inglis. Like here the Heat go, blowing another lead. Like I'm completely done with this team. Like whenever they let a 12-point lead slip to 9. So my thing is this Solana a turning point? Or is this just them playing a really shitty team with Russell Westbrook taking a lot of bad shots and taking the ball out of Bradley Beal's hands?
Yeah, probably the latter. I also I want to be cautious by calling this a turning point when there's a 7-game West Coast gauntlet waiting for the Miami Heat. And despite everything that's happened, let's say they had a healthy team throughout the entire season, no COVID issues. That's a effing hard ass schedule. Right. 7 games, West Coast road trip, COVID regulations or protocols, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Like that's an insane 7-game stretch that they have to go through. Now you add everything that's happened to this team. Goran looks like he's probably going to miss some time. Avery Bradley's still out. Jimmy might have rolled his ankle again. Like, bro, that's tough. However, I will say, if they turn around and lose to the Knicks in New York on Sunday, then literally this didn't matter. So that's why I want to be cautious by saying this is a turning point? Like, I mean, we can call it that, but.
I said it could be a turning point. I'm not even being up to – I'm just saying at a certain point, you got to trust that you have superstars that can muscle wins. Yeah. And, like, I know this isn't the team that we had last year. It's a lot different in a lot of ways, in a lot of small, subtle ways. But I am a believer in the Jimmy Butler effect. I saw what I saw in the playoffs. I saw what I saw in the finals. If that guy wants you to win – you can win any game. You can beat the Lakers on any given night, especially in the regular season. So, yeah, if they lose to the Knicks, it's fuck it. Trade everybody. They have to string two wins together before I call it a turnaround. But I'm saying, like... You have to trust Bam and Jimmy to get you through this gauntlet, like a tough stretch. And if you can't trust them to do that, then I'm not saying I doubt them, but how great are they really?
Like, no, okay, Siobhan, and this is one of my things. You want to trust Jimmy and Bam to get you through this gauntlet, right? The problem is their supporting cast couldn't get them through a fucking mitten. And now we're talking about getting them through a gauntlet. They went through one of the easiest parts of the season, getting fucking ramrodded by shitty-ass teams because one of those guys wasn't on the floor. And now you want these two niggas to come in and get you through a gauntlet. Like, it is like Jimmy and Bam aren't, like, as much as I want them to be, AD and LeBron.
They're not.
AD and LeBron got help.
They got help.
Yeah.
They ain't playing right the game, now, Vincent.
They're not playing Gabe Vincent. Do you believe for a second that Jimmy and Bam have help?
I think they have help matchup depending, right? But then and we're at the point where that's not good enough. They need to know that they have consistent kind of, you know, dogs that are going to play with a certain level of effort and intensity, kind of regardless of shots falling or not. And I kind of want to touch on what Solana was saying about Duncan a little bit, because I feel like you think I'm hard on Duncan too. And I think some of that has to come, Spo has to get a little bit of that too, right? Because I feel like for me personally, it's harder to ask a guy to, you know, maybe add an entire another dimension to his repertoire in as short of offseason as they had. Then maybe it is to ask a coach to be more nimble and more creative and think of some more ways to occupy this dude or to get this dude open while occupying, while using what you have still there to occupy other defenders. Like we saw Jimmy kind of in the low post a little bit, and that's a great place to put him. That's a great place to have him. But we're running, you know, kind of brush flares at the top. And I don't know. I think that with what we have, some of it. But then I don't know. Maybe What more can we ask Bo to do? I don't know. I think we can ask him to be a little more imaginative with his lineups. But again, like you said, we're asking these two dudes to come back. And we went, 2-4 on this, like, homestead? And we're about to
– playing, you know, trash teams.
Right.
Playing trash teams. Everybody that we even played has had people out with COVID or some whatever. We about to go to the West. And
now get us through the gauntlet with no Goran Dragic and KZ Akpala.
And the offense resorting back to what it looked like without a table setter.
But, Moose, I need your help right here.
Spo, we got to catch up, man. There's
Spo
a ton
called
of subs
a challenge,
here.
And I believe that calls for...
One time for Spo finally doing what he's meant to do. Drip drop.
Drip drop.
Also, shout out Twisted Tapioca. I see you sending a bunch of subs.
You're not going to kill us.
Honorary drip drop member.
Alf, I got a question for you.
I'm waiting for Twisted Tapioca's credit card to get declined.
We should talk about this. This is a great quote from Jimmy. I figured Tiff would enjoy that.
Ninja Red CJ says, Jimmy Butler on Kendrick Nunn possibly earning a free cup of coffee after tonight. He ain't getting no complimentary coffee from me. That's what he's supposed to go out there and do.
Absolutely right. And there
facts.
Needs to be more
of
that
facts.
Applied all
the
around.
Facts.
Yeah.
No, that's that's your job. That's your job. When you show up at Old Navy to fold sweaters, everybody expects them creases to be right.
It's, you know, it's such a faux tough guy like line though. Like that's what he's supposed
no.
to be. Like,
right. No.
You're calling Jimmy
no.
Butler a
no.
faux yeah. tough guy?
No. He's not.
You don't have to be
he's
a
not.
Tough guy. Right. That's an athlete. That's what athletes say about other athletes. This
Jimmy
is what you're
that.
Here for.
I
Come
that.
On.
No. I would agree Absolutely. With Lana in normal circumstances, but this is no. the worst defense in the league that he did it against. It is quite literally like
what you're supposed to
what
do.
You're supposed to have
garbage all year.
Yeah.
You don't get free shit for balling up Ish Smith.
Right.
Like I might be a solid Ooh, I might get a
Ish
solid 2-1-2 in 30 minutes against Ish Smith.
Right. Come on.
I could hit a layup on Ish Smith. I could body him up.
Jimmy's
he
missed
him one time.
Right.
Like, oh, Jimmy's missed 12 games. He missed 12 games this season. Comes back. We go 1-2. We lose a game that we were up 10 with 3 minutes left, and then the other game. We lose to the Wizards the other night, and then we win a game, and he wants to start acting again like he's spewing all the nonsense.
No.
Like,
no. Brass, get him out of here.
Just be quiet. Just win. Just win.
Jimmy's been getting himself
his ass
shit.
Out of here.
They've spoken.
Tiff, you said you had a question for me.
Yeah, because it is no rightfully...
One. I'm excited because no one ever asked me questions.
Right, because I want to know. Because here's the thing. Well, basically for everybody, rightfully so, you know, Jimmy and Bam are playing with like extras from a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Right? But here's the question. When are we going to start going, no Jimmy, no Bam, y'all the motherfuckers that's supposed to climb to the mountain and lift us up there? Because at some point, we got to start look. Bam has the tool set. Bam has all the tools.
I had niggas telling me that I was being unreasonable, saying that he should.
I understand Jimmy.
Only 10 and 10.
Jimmy is, you know, some of his skills aren't as sharp as other, you know, stars in the league. But Bam's.
Tiff, as has there been anybody in, and I'm not in quote unquote Heat media, as hard on Bam this year as I have?
No, like, you have been.
I've been going after it, and I love Bam. I believe he deserves that max contract. I believe he has no ceiling. And because I believe those things, I'd be hard on his ass because, like, what are you doing, bro? Yes, thank you. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I go after Bam more than anybody has. And for me, the Jimmy thing is really, really hard. Because he's out, he's in the lineup, out
right,
of the lineup,
right.
He's injured. You try,
right.
Listen,
COVID, you can't, you know.
I literally had to take 3 days off of work with tendonitis in my toe. You know what I mean? Like, and I sell beauty supplies. So, like, if you got a bum ankle, like, it's hard to be out there, you know, being dominant. So, Jimmy, for the most part, this is Jimmy's career. This yep. is who he is. Bam, you have a chance right now to be, I mean, you have to be a looter and a riot for the for lack of a better term. You have a chance to be super aggressive, super just like, I'm taking this shit over, dropping 28 to 30 points a game, 9, 10, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. You have this chance because you're playing with guys like Gabe Vincent, KZ Akpala, Kendrick Nunn. You should be out there putting your head down on the break, getting to the hole instead of slowing up because you see Alex Len. There's a lot of shit that Bam is doing right now that bothers the fuck out of me. But I will also say this about both Jimmy and Bam. You're also being relied on to be the best defenders on your team. There's no Jay Crowder here anymore. There's no Derrick Jones Jr. here anymore. Like, you're talking about KZ Akpala and Avery Bradley's hurt. And then you want KZ Akpala to be your point of attack defender. Like, this team has fucking holes in it. And you're making up for Dragic, Olynyk, Duncan, Hero, Nunn, just a bunch of negative defenders. And then you also want him to go down on the other side. So, like, I play, you know, there's two sides of this coin right now.
Yeah.
Like, are we disappointed in their offensive output? Yes. But at the same time, we're asking so much of them because this offseason, the Miami Heat front office failed them.
Yes.
Yep.
And until we admit that part, and Jack, I want to go to you next because you're one of the first people that have been on this page with me. You were on here before me, that the Miami Heat front office failed their star players this offseason.
Yeah, it's not even just – I mean, you're totally right that it's asking Bam to do a lot on both ends, and that makes his offensive output kind of suffer. But it's not even about fairness at some point. It's just about utilizing your talent, right? If you have two of the best defenders in basketball, doesn't it really make zero sense to surround them with no other decent defenders? Like, you could easily have one of the best defenses – in the league, like an incredible historic defense. Like, Bam is an unprecedented defensive talent. Jimmy is one of the baddest, like, dogs that we've ever seen enter this league. You could have something really special there, and you don't even need to surround them with great defenders. You just need to surround them with replacement level defenders, guys who will do their fucking job. The problem is Bam has to do Tyler's job and Duncan's job and Kelly's job. He has to do like five jobs on defense, and then he has to push the charge on offense where nobody's hitting fucking shots around him. It's a joke.
And you saw what happens tonight when Kelly starts hitting a couple threes. I mean, the offense looks capable again. And now you're not so mad at Bam for passing out and doing what he has been taught to and trained to on offense. Sorry, Moose, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, to kind of go off of what Alf was saying, they only made one move in the offseason that was quote-unquote defensive, and that's Avery Bradley. And listen, I'm an Avery Bradley fan, but we can't rely on him this year with COVID, with the injuries, I mean, with everything. So now you're, like we've been saying, you're asking your two best players to not only carry this team defensively and make up for all the shit that the other players are not doing, but then you want them to also bring that same aggression on the offensive side. And this is something that we knew going into this year is going to be a challenge for the year for Bam. This is something that he has to learn. He has to learn to be aggressive on the offensive side as well. So it's going to be a year-long process. Unfortunately, we just need him to hurry the fuck up on that and continue to do it every single night.
But, and then the Heat are just going to keep losing.
And that's the problem.
And that's where my biggest problem with the offseason is, like you said, they made one move for a point of attack defender. But there's not just that part of it. The other part of it was going into the season thinking that the way to get through the regular season was dependent on Goran Dragic and Jimmy Butler to consistently get to the rim and create free up for other guys. And if they couldn't, oh, Tyler Hero was going to take that step. Solana, we've seen that Tyler Hero has taken a step, but he has not taken the step of being your main guard on offense, creating for himself and others.
It's funny because as you're saying that, they're showing a Tyler Hero mixtape right now, or like montage of all his best plays on Fox Sports One. But you're right.
You're talking about a drip trap. Shout out Delusional 05. Thanks for the subs.
By the way, I want to find somebody that believes in me the way Jack believes in Bam and Jimmy, because it is just so
it was inspirational, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
Like listening. Bam, yeah, listening to the way you talk about them. Like, I love Bam and Jimmy. Listening to the way you talk about them just calms my heart. Like, truly, just right here. Under this Gap sweater, Tiff. Right under this Gap sweater. It really calms my heart.
The playoffs made a believer out of me. I don't know. Something, I had like a religious experience with Jimmy last playoffs. I think we all did a little bit, and then yeah. Bam. I don't know, that jumper coming along so quick. I trust him to figure out whatever he's got to figure out.
That's why it sucks so much. Yeah. Like, that's why, and I'm sorry I'm not answering your question, Alf, but that's why it sucks so much.
I forgot what question I had.
Something about Tyler Hero, but whatever. That's why it sucks so much, right? Like, the other night, and it's why I'm being hard on Jimmy. It's why I'm being hard on Bam. I know you all are as well, by the way. But I truly believe to my core, these guys are in that echelon of maybe not tier one, but they're tier two, tier three, whatever. We can have the argument another time. And when you're up by 10 points, you don't lose that game. Like, LeBron doesn't lose that game. When you're down by three to the Wizards, you figure out a way, or you don't get to a situation where you're down by three to the Wizards. And I don't believe that this team will continue to lose those games. Like, they'll figure out ways to win. It's just going to take them some time. They've been in these games. Like, they've been in these games against these bad teams. So once Jimmy and Bam figure it out, they get back to the level they're playing at. I that's why I'm not panicking. I think they'll be all right.
They've been in the game against these bad teams. It just hurts my heart to hear that.
Like, yeah, but Jimmy only played in what, two of them?
But they should the problem is the bad teams, bad rosters are so much better than our bad teams, bad rosters. Like, once you get beyond like our first seven or eight, like, holy shit. The Heat banked on a lot of developmental guys, and that's my biggest problem with the offseason.
Remember how good our team was when LeBron didn't play? Like, that was our big joke to Cleveland. It's like, see, you don't know how to build a squad. Like, our team, we played great with LeBron off the floor. And
now when Jimmy doesn't play, Gabe Vincent's out here jacking up 12 shots a game.
Okay, but also in fairness, when we had LeBron, we also had Hall of Famers taking vet minimum contracts to come play with us. Like, we don't have that going for us right now.
Well, you could have gotten Oladipo for cheap, but
bag of chips. Bag of chips.
They had more than vet minimum money. They had a little more than vet minimum money to work with. Yeah. They could have gotten some guys. I think the Bradley signing, I remember the first thing I said to you, Alf. I really hated that signing back in the offseason. I like Bradley a lot, but that guy was never going to be healthy. We all know he wasn't going to be healthy.
He hasn't been good in like 3 years. I didn't understand. And like, I like it. Like, I like Avery Bradley because I've never seen another player give Dwayne Wade more trouble. You know what I mean? Like, when Avery Bradley was on his shit, like, he gave Dwayne a lot of problems. Okay, so before we get out of here, we're going to open it up to questions from you guys. So if you guys have any questions, please send them in, because we're trying to cut this off in the next 5 minutes. It's Friday night. I've had like 18 shots.
Shout out Chris Cody with the drip drop.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Damn.
Thanks, Cody, for supporting the show.
It's hard to do the imaging and then pour a drink. I have a question. I got a question. So we won by close to 30 points, what, like 27 points or something like that tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see UD play at all this year?
No, ever,
like,
never.
Like a minute?
He already did his job the other night. We won, right?
I'm not so sure. I don't know if he did. I don't know if he did his job, Moose, because, again, I can't stress this enough. 5 wins.
Yeah.
And two against us.
Two against, right.
And two of them are us. This is a shit team. I don't know if that motivational speech happened. So my question is, if you're there, hey man, if you're going to be doing pep talks, cool. But if you're not going to be doing pep talks, you should be out there when we're up by 25 points with like 3-4 minutes to go.
Do you think UD calls them pep talks? I don't think he necessarily calls them pep talks.
Definitely. I feel like pep isn't in UD's vocabulary.
His vocabulary.
I do like this question. Alf, can you cuss out the NBA for playing an all-star game and the KD drama tonight? Cheers. And thank you for the bits. The idea of an all-star game is so fucking stupid.
It's ludicrous. Yep.
That's a money grab.
The NBA is actively trying to kill black people.
That's a money
grab. In Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta. Like, they're going to stay. They not staying in their hotel rooms.
Well, and also,
they would never suspect it.
What did LeBron say? LeBron said that he could be there physically, but not mentally.
But he's not
right?
there mentally.
Right. But my question is, LeBron, you know what? Maybe don't be there physically.
Right. Don't go.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But don't do it.
Now they're talking about an opt-out clause.
Boycott the ass.
So who's going to show up? It's literally going to be an Ish Smith Garrison Matthews one-on-one game.
I think, like, unfortunately,
hopefully not our people.
I think, unfortunately, you're going to see some first-time All-Stars. Really,
they're going to go, yeah.
Like that,
I have a hard time. I can believe LeBron not going, but I can't believe, like, I don't know, like Trae Young not going.
LeBron said he's going. By the way,
no, it's not fair. Trae Young plays in Atlanta.
Right, he's there anyway.
I meant like a Trae Young level player. I just couldn't think of one.
You got to remember that the All-Star game. The reason the league wants that so much
money.
Is because they get huge sponsorship dollars.
Money.
And you know exactly. And you know who's pushing for the All-Star game? The shoe companies. The shoe companies have shoes. Yeah. That is like the biggest weekend your hottest shoes of the year.
I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure. And again, if I'm wrong, correct me immediately and I'll shut up. I'm pretty sure I read that all the money that the NBA is making is going to be donated during All-Star weekend.
To where?
It's donated right back to their back pocket.
Where, okay, I mean, then I'm wrong. I could have sworn I heard that or I said that. So, I mean, and I'm not justifying that for an All-Star weekend, but it's not like you know, all these people are just filling their pockets. Like, and again, if I'm wrong, correct me. But
that guy's filling his pockets.
$940,000 a point, guys.
Right, with Heat bucks.
9 million reasons to stand. drop.
Redeemable only in South Florida.
Exactly. Heat bucks.
But seriously, like, Shams yesterday tweeted out 0 NBA players tested positive for coronavirus. He said positive coronavirus results for NBA in the past 4 weeks, 16, 11, 1, now 0.
Yes.
And wouldn't this be a great time to take a fucking break?
Congratulations. Let's do the confetti, motherfuckers. We won. We did it. We beat it.
In Atlanta.
The virus is over.
Oh. Atlanta. You mean Hotlanta.
Harden is going to put up historic
numbers. It's
going
to be lemon pepper excuses all over the place.
And then you have KD in and out of a fucking game tonight. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. And Tyler Hero, his girlfriend got a false positive. Like, bro, like,
they have KOD without KD.
They're gonna treat this shit like Freaknik.
Yes,
and that's it, and that's all it's gonna take. And every team's gonna be quarantined.
Nah, I expect them to do it respectfully. They're gonna test it. I think they'll do it respectfully.
The All-Star break
in the hotel
in the season, like
in the hotel, not the league.
The All-Star break during a season like this should have been a perfect time to take a break, reset, let teams get healthy. Yeah. You know, it should have been like a 14-day quarantine type of situation. Like, everyone go home, get healthy, spend time with your families, get off the road. They're playing 3 games in 5 nights, 4 games in 6 nights. Everyone go home and get healthy for, you know, for 10 days. Instead,
not only that, they're saying you go like anywhere.
You can go. Yeah. You can leave the country. They're letting them leave the country.
Yeah. Nuts.
No, so, like, not the country. No, not the country. Go to Hawaii.
You can go anywhere in the country.
Are you sure?
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yes,
you could do
all
Hawaii.
U.S.
Yeah. Mm. But still.
Only Hassan Whiteside's confused by that. He does not understand. How can I stay in the U.S. and still go to Hawaii?
I wouldn't trust them to stay here. Half of them. They got access to everything. You really trust them? Like, oh, I'm not going to the All-Star game. I'm going to South Carolina.
Oh, I'm with you, Tip. They hop on that PJ, they go where the hell they want.
Exactly.
Family in Iowa.
Right.
I feel like
drop their way to Ibiza.
Wait, was that a drip drop?
Ah, fuck it. I had a shot ready.
Salon, you gotta take a shot.
Yeah, I am. I just want to correct myself. I know we passed this, but I don't want to sound like a fucking asshole. I did find what I read, which was that Chris Paul says that the All-Star game will have a plan to use the game to benefit HBCUs in Atlanta and around the country and COVID-19 relief. So I just want to correct myself.
Why are we doing this?
They could have just gave money regardless and just send people home. Just give money and send people home.
I wasn't defending the All-Star game. I was just simply stating what Chris Paul said.
No, we know. We're not yelling at you. We just yelling at black stuff.
I mean, I'm wearing a Gap sweater.
Because we elected Kamala Harris, we're having an All-Star game.
Right.
What? The Stacey Abrams first annual All-Star game.
She tossing up the ball.
The We Love Black People All-Star game. Fuck you. Let us go home.
Campaign All-Star game.
Siobhan, the ball gonna have a fist on it.